News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, joining me on the show to talk about the big scoop is Sarah Lynch, the campaign manager for Dogs Trust. Sarah, before we talk about the actual campaign big scoop, owners not cleaning up after pets poop in public. How prevalent is this problem in Dublin and everywhere else in the country?
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me on. Well, apparently it is quite a big problem. We did carry out some research recently with Behaviour and Attitudes, and we did get some startling results. We found through that survey that 53% think it is a problem in their area. So it does seem to be noticeable for everyone. But through that, then we see that 70% of those surveyed walked in it in dog poop on the street. 43% came across it in a local children's park. And then we have 24% rolling a buggy through it, 20% cycling through it, and 10% have experienced their wheelchair rolling through it. So it does seem to be quite a problem nationwide. So that's why we just thought we'd go out with the big scoop.
It's the most horrendous substance you can step in. There is no other substance like it. You can't get rid of it. You can't get rid of the smell. Remind people who might be having a little giggle in their cars this morning, who haven't recently stood in this particular poop, why it is a serious issue. It's particularly dangerous to children's health, isn't that right?
Particularly dangerous for everyone's health, to be honest with you. It's not just children. It does carry a number of types of different bacteria in the poop, some of which can last an extremely long time as well. And there is like 1 gram of dog feces can contain 23 million fecal coliform bacteria, and they're known to cause cramps, diarrhea, kidney disorder. So I know you just might walk in it and it might smell, and but if you're cleaning it and you don't clean it properly, maybe with gloves on, you know, you're like, you can be likely to get sick from that. So we would just ask that to think of your community, really. It's not just about letting your dog poop and then, oh, it's good at all. Think of your community. It's not just going to biodegrade or anything like that right away. It is there. People can walk at it, and other dogs. It can affect wildlife too. So if you are a dog lover, please think of other dogs that walk along. We all know the dogs love to have a sniff. I know my two love to sniff absolutely everything. And if they smell something and they're interested and they go for it, who knows, you might not know your dog is sick at that moment. You might not know your dog has worms. And if another dog is going up smelling that poop, you know, it's likely to get sick and catch something from that. So think of other dogs as well.
Okay then, Sarah, you give us, pardon the pun, the big scoop on what the big scoop is about.
Well, the Big Scoop campaign by Dogs Trust launched on March 14th, and this is our dog fouling awareness campaign, and we really launched it to encourage dog owners to take responsibility and to pick up after their dogs, so reducing the amount of poo being left in public spaces. So in order to reach communities across the country, we've joined up with Tidy Towns and have a Big Scoop Award under the Special Category Award. And during our week that we launched Big Scoop, we also had our education team out across the country delivering special workshops, the Big Scoop workshops to children. Those schools who weren't able to get enough out of the school also received a Big Scoop pack. So it had posters, stickers and fact sheets. So we're just trying to get the message across in every way we can to let people know that it really is one of the most major elements of being a responsible dog owner. We all know this. We always hear that term, responsible dog ownership, and there's so much that's involved with that, walking your dog, neutering your dog, vaccinating your dog and so forth. This is one of the biggest, because it happens on a day-to-day basis. You know, your dog needs to go for a walk and your dog needs to poop, and you need to clean up that poop.
Is there an issue here as well? We've had discussions in this program about this before with people from Cork and Galway and Limerick and Dublin, that there is a very remarkable under enforcement of the laws regarding dogs pooping in public with their owners. They can be done on the Litter Act, but nobody is prosecuted. And I think we had somebody on from Cork who was saying that there was a remarkable under reporting or under a very small number, a negligible number of prosecutions in this area.
We have come across and we have heard that indeed. Again, it is maybe a tough one to manage. I can only imagine what it's like for the local authorities, just because you have to catch the person in the act, so to speak, of not picking up their dog poop.
But if you see somebody, by the way, walking in the street, I saw this recently, and yeah. Shane Coleman's always given out to me about it, and I have a dog myself, and I'm very conscious of it. But this guy walked past me on the street, and he had a big dog. And as we know, the dog's deposits, the deposits left by dogs are proportionate to their size, shall we say. And this big dog, this guy standing there, very middle class, standing with a fag in his mouth, standing on the side of the street in town, allowing the dog to defecate right in the middle of the street. Not didn't give it a care less. Now, in a case like that, should people take a photograph of that guy or film him? And is there somebody that can submit that to report him? It was clearly contemptuous of everybody in society around him.
I wouldn't be able to comment on that. I wouldn't know the laws around that, but I suggest everyone maybe contact their local council to see if what they're allowed to do in that situation like that. And then it reports to the litter warden. Maybe if people do find it is an issue, just to maybe contact the council a bit more and see what can be done around the issue. Now, I'd always suggest, I suppose, if people have poop bags, you could always offer one out to someone, you know, if it's in your hand. But I would suggest, though, that tidy towns might be a good way of just getting the community element a bit more involved. I know you might not be hitting the person you're talking about there, but in time you would hope that the message just becomes so norm and amongst the community that it's...
Okay, we'll leave it there. Sarah Lynch, Campaign Manager for Dogs Trust. We wish you well with the big scoop. Thanks for that.
Yeah, 53106, let us know your views on this story. I know it always gets you exercised, and rightly so. 53106, let us know your views. Back in a moment on News Talk Breakfast with Paul Williams and Shane Coleman.